FM, Cape Town's beat.
All right, 9, it is now 2, 7 o'clock, it's our breakfast. A moment of mild mindfulness as we hit the 36-day count till Christmas. Few families remain untouched by the reality of dementia. Now, in this country alone, there are approximately 2.2 million people who have some form of dementia. It's just over one in every 20 people. And ahead of the festive season, where often this condition really impacts families and loved ones, we thought we'd put out a quick call to somebody with real experience when it comes to the care of people living with dementia and Alzheimer's. Ivan Wester is on the line, CEO of Live Well out in Somerset, where care facility. One of the things they're passionate about is providing support for families of loved ones with dementia, regardless of whether they cared for in one of their facilities. Ivan, good morning. Thanks so much for your time.
Hi, morning, Aidan, and good morning to your listeners, and thank you for that passionate introduction. I love it.
All right. So listen, it's the challenge, I suppose, is to create a safe and calm space for people with dementia this holiday season, eh?
Yeah, very much so, Aidan. We find that it's, as you rightfully pointed out, it's quite an emotional time. You know, and a lot of the family members haven't seen mom or dad for a couple of months, and everyone is really looking forward, and you've got this build-up of an expectation as you head towards the festive season. And we also find that a lot of the primary caregivers, the spouses that might be looking or caring for a loved one, don't really look after themselves so well over this time as they try and manage all of these family expectations. So it's a bit of quite an emotional time, rightfully so.
All right, and I suppose in some cases it could involve adapting traditions or holiday activities. You know, it's not business as usual, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I think if I had to sort of claim to be in an advisory role, as you rightfully said, I think I break it down into two phases almost. You have the pre-festive planning phase, where there's a number of things I think families can really think about, and if with your permission, I'll just run through them very briefly. First of all, give your family an update beforehand on the actual status and current condition of your loved one. That will help to clarify a lot of the behavior that they may find initially.
Mm-hmm.
And secondly, you know, give them some communication tips and some guidance on how to address mom or how to address dad. Many times we find dementia residents, if you suddenly talk to their right or to their left and not in their peripheral vision, they can get a big fright and suddenly behave very erratically. Just as a small example. And also, you know, prepare the grandchildren. Explain to them that the behavior that they may or may not see isn't their fault necessarily. It's the way that things are at the moment, and just sort of sensitize them on what they can expect. And then I think also, and this is also, as you rightfully pointed out, I think families should also recalibrate their own celebrations and planned outings. You know, keep it short, keep it simple. And then I think maybe lastly, which I jotted down here, is what is helpful is if the visiting family members can bring along items that can stimulate either memories or create opportunities for being together. You know, a favorite CD or some good music, or even a photo album of yesteryears. So that's what I would give you, Aidan, as a sort of a pre-festive planning list of items. Is that what you asked?
Yeah, for sure. And one final bit of advice, if you don't mind, Ivan. So, you know, I suppose you're lucky, really, if mom and dad are able to have Christmas with you. What about those who are in care facilities? You know, that obviously comes with an entirely different set of dynamics.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. What sometimes happens is the families plan, they've planned their own breakaway for a while, and they've now, you know, they're now getting closer to the stage where they need to start getting their own affairs in order for their travels if they are going to be away. So one helpful tip, if your program allows it, is to make sure you get those last few visits in before you go. And then I think very important is also to maintain a healthy support to those that are looking after your loved one. And that can take the form of either small messages or voice notes or even pre-recorded messages. And that just helps to carry your loved one through this festive season. And then I think very helpful for your listeners is during the actual festivities. I've just made two or three bullets. Is our time still okay? Can I?
Yeah, quickly. Yep.
Okay. I think first of all, watch your loved one's diet during this time. There's no undersupply of edibles and lovely snacks during this time. And a sudden change in your loved one's diet can lead to a runny tummy, and obviously the risks of alcohol linked with your medication of your loved one is something to watch carefully. And then it would be good if families can have a quiet room where it's a room separate away from the festivities. That's what we call a low stimulation environment. Just where your loved one can recharge and recenter themselves a bit, and it would be good for them to have a place like that they can visit during the course of the day. Manage the fatigue of your loved one. Make sure that they rest well. Remember, there's a lot of stimulation. There's a lot of new faces. It could be very exhausting for them during this time. And then my personal favorite is recalibrate your expectations. As you said, it's not business as usual. Don't bring along the family feuds and the big fights. Your loved one doesn't have that emotional capacity anymore to deal with strained relationships. So, in short, get your festive season and your Christmas spirit, as they say, on.
Good stuff. I'm going to park it there. Ivan Westhuizen, CEO of Live Well, based out in Somerset West. I think some really, really good advice, you know, and families who are facing this prospect, I think you've been armed with the kind of good info you need to make it a blessed and pleasant experience all round.